You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 6th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hi, Taryn. Hi, everybody. I'm doing really good. You know, I'm not going to lie. This season really confuses me if I'm like not actually watching feeds. Like I try like getting on and listening to the updates. I'm like, wait, but what? Because everything is so fluid all the time. And I think that yesterday, like I had the chance, I sat down, I watched the feeds, and I feel like there's so much clarity that I now have on the way these people specifically are playing. And it's been really fun. You guys covered a lot of what happened yesterday on the roundtable last night, which if you haven't listened to that, definitely go listen, because you guys did an amazing job of breaking it all down and really talking individually, like everybody's journey throughout the week. But we're here to give you the play-by-play of yesterday, whereas last night was obviously an overview of the whole week. So yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Yes. Well, we are here, of course, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 39 in the house. And, you know, we're through a Survivor season. obviously, Marty is the HOH. He nominated Josh and Betty. Kevin won the veto, used it on Josh, orchestrated a plan to get Hermann backdoored. Hermann is now up on the block against Betty. Now, the night before, day 38, Hermann had flipped the votes that he needed. He had Summer, Gino, Jace, and Moose, 4 votes out of 7, to make sure that he stayed in the game. But of course, we ended the update yesterday on a, to be continued, as Kevin was informed of what was happening, that And him and Josh were coming up with a plan to try and flip the votes back. Kevin was not too concerned overall. And we start the day here on day 39, with the plan coming into place, right away. Josh is going to talk to Summer. And Summer is telling Josh that she wants to be on the same page as him. In regard to the vote, she had talked to him before. He was playing it very neutral then. And they're talking again now. And it seems like he's pushing back a little bit now on the idea of keeping Hermann in the game. She says the benefit of having Hermann in here is that he's another person gunning for Marty. Josh says, not concerned about that because everyone's gunning for Marty. And she says, well, yeah, I mean, that is pretty much the only reason I would keep him. I mean, the relationship with Jason Gino could be affected, but I do think that Betty would be more loyal to me. Josh says, absolutely. This is something that Josh has been pitching to her. He says, and I think Herman had a final two with Marty before all of this. Like, Herman has always had like lots of deals with everyone, but it's not like I have a final two with Betty. If Betty has to go, that's fine. But it does seem like it makes more sense to go in the other direction. She says, yeah, maybe the move is to keep Betty. And he's like, yeah. And you know, Herman's better at competitions, but to me, your word is way more important. If you're on the block, who would you rather have, you know, on the sidelines voting between you? She's like, yeah. She says, all right, Josh, you tell me what you think after you talk with him.
Yeah, this sets the day in motion. I actually felt like you guys were a little hard on Betty last night on the roundtable. Not because, yes, most of everything leading up to yesterday was not great. But
recency
yesterday,
bias.
Okay, sure. Week. But I sat down and watched the feeds yesterday. I didn't watch the feeds any other day. So yesterday, Betty was doing an amazing job. Like, Betty was talking to somebody at all hours of the day, like, sticking next to Summer, talking to JL, like really, Josh starts the day and Betty like picks up the baton and is not putting it down the rest of the day. I felt like Josh really set up sort of the arc for Betty to take as the day goes on. But I feel like Summer talking this through with Josh, like if I was Summer and Josh, even though we know that Josh probably is way more loyal to Kevin and Helena than he is to Betty, the outward appearance that like Betty is Josh's complete number one, I'm not sure that you want to be telling the person you're waffling on voting out's number one, like, oh, but they would be so loyal to me, and like making these grandiose statements about that person's gameplay because you know it's going to just funnel immediately back to them. And that's what happens and allows Betty to get angry with Summer and then stick by her side and tell her what she wants to hear.
Yes. And I mean, Summer, the damage to Summer's game is going to be pretty immense throughout the day.
Yeah.
While Josh is talking to Summer, and really by the end of that conversation, Summer has already sort of like been pushed into the direction of, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to save Betty. And pretty much just outright says to Josh and to Herman later, I'm just going to do whatever Josh does, which is kind of what we thought could happen. Even when Herman was flipping Summer, we just weren't sure if Josh was going to push hard enough to make sure that that actually happened. But of course, him and Kevin kind of talked it through. Kevin and Helena talk about how the vote had been flipping or is flipping. Kevin again, though, says, I'm not worried. He says, I've talked to Josh. I think he can handle it. I told him he just needs to be more vocal about it, which is exactly what's happening. Helena says that she was surprised to find out that the whole house knew that Herman wanted the both of them up. And he's like, yeah, that's everyone knew. She's like, I didn't know that they knew. That's very annoying. She's also very annoyed that Marty has been so vocal about how he's working with them. It's really putting really cramping her style here. It's like more than you know, Helena, unfortunately.
Yeah, no kidding.
Kevin says, you know, maybe we should try and make some kind of final four with Jason Gino to help lock them in. They also agree that they need to try to get closer to Moose with Herman leaving. Kevin says, really what we need to do is start winning more competitions so we don't have to be grinding every single week. That would be nice. He says, if I win, I might have to do something like Betty and Summer and then backdoor like Moose or Gino. So that would be the plan. They just need to get to work.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever heard that saying that like when you finally take a break, your best ideas come to you? Like, I can only imagine what would happen to Kevin's gameplay if like Helena won an HOH. Like, I can only imagine where he would go. I mean, it would be pretty epic.
It would be interesting. What we've seen so far is that in this house, people tend to do better when their back's against the wall than when they have power.
Sure, but not Kevin. Kevin knows what he's doing.
Kevin hasn't had the power yet. We'll see. We'll see.
Sure. Watch me eat my words. Next week he wins and he like puts up Helena and Josh or something. And you're like, what?
Whoops.
Stranger things have happened this season.
So Betty's going to talk to Summer. Betty says, I've always been loyal to you. I just want to get to jury. I'll be a pawn for you if you need me to be a pawn. I'm willing to go on the block for you. Summer says, it's just been a tough decision. And she's like, yes, but I'm with you. And I'm loyal to you over even Josh. I would vote to keep you over Josh. Summer says, I am leaning this way. Like, if you vote for me to stay, like, I am yours. Summer's like, yeah, I'm leaning in that direction now. Summer leaves. But after Summer leaves, Betty says to the cameras, like, never forgetting this.
Never. Well, I'm a huge proponent of, if you know where your vote's going to go, plant your flag as early as possible. Like, if you know that you are going to vote a certain way, literally after the veto ceremony, go to the person you know for sure you're not voting out and being like, I am not voting you out, and I'm going to work to make sure that you stay. Because then you gain all of this traction. Your planted flag influences everybody else. But this is a situation where Summer has been flipped, and it really is like six in one, half a dozen in the other. Like, she could go either way. And I think that's why this season has been so confusing and sort of difficult for me to follow at times, because there is not, like, most of the weeks, there's not really a straightforward, like, this is so good for your game and this is so bad for your game for a lot of these really good players. Like, people like Summer, Josh, Herman, Kevin, even, like, they've had decisions to make that are sort of on, like, a knife's edge of which way it can go for them. And this week, again, like, you could argue either way is better for her. The problem is now that she's living in the gray zone, and that is terrible for her because she has incredible social capital with both of these people who are like, well, Summer is obviously going to vote to keep me. And then she's being frank and honest and being like, I don't know. And they're like, are you kidding me? I would expect this from someone like Kevin. I don't expect this from you, who's been my best friend in the house for weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the meantime, Kevin is like using the veto on Josh and helping them out. How is Kevin a better ally than Summer? Was what she was saying the night before. Kevin is going to talk to Moose. He actually pitches to Moose that, hey, Herman leaving is not the worst thing for you. You know, people associate the two of you together. Herman definitely beats anybody in the end. And they also talk about the potential use of a power, that if Betty still has a power, because Moose thinks that she does, that
he's obsessed with it.
He's very much believes. Yes. And he's concerned that if Betty uses a power, he could end up on the block. And he asks Kevin if he would have his vote then. And Kevin's like, of course. If Herman is the person leaving, then Betty using the power doesn't matter because Herman still goes. And Moose is like, you've given me some things to think about. They talk about keeping their relationship under wraps, moving forward. They've kind of been developing one, ever since, Kevin started working on Moose when he was on the block, and working to keep him. So they're gonna keep that, under wraps, but Moose not really like flipped here, but, one of those, foundational conversations.
Yeah. And I think that this is something moving into next week, if Herman is the one that goes, that like will suddenly become very important. Because Moose talks about later in the day that like Betty has not even tried to get his vote. Like nobody's really talking to him because Moose planted his flag early in the week. So they're like, okay, we know where Moose stands. We can forget about him and move on. But to Moose, that's like, what the heck, guys? Like I would like to talk to you. Let's talk it through. Like, let me plead my case. You can plead yours. Like Betty's not even going to talk to me. That's how little she values me in the game. And I think that Kevin putting in the work and being like, Herman leaving isn't the worst thing for you. Although I think on paper, people would be like, don't do that. Like Herman is Moose's number one. If inevitably Herman is going to go, that's something that Moose looking back, if he wins power next week, will be like, okay, Kevin, tell me more about how this wasn't terrible for me. Tell me more about how you can help me figure out where I should move.
Yes. So Kevin is also going to talk to Summer, again, making a pitch for Hermann to go. Summer at this point is already kind of feeling like she's leaning in that direction. And Summer goes to Hermann to talk with Hermann. And he's like, so have you flipped on me already? She's like, it's like, wait, really? It's like, Betty had a good campaign. She's like, are you serious right now? You're really going to let Marty get his way? Like, come on. She's like, I don't know. It's a hard decision. All right. Stop. He's like, I can't with you. Really?
Yeah. But all of this is happening while like Hermann is laying flat on the bed and Summer's like laying on his stomach and he's rubbing her back the whole time. Yes. It's very much like, if you've ever been in like a fight with a significant other and like you are mad at each other, but like you don't want it to boil over into a big fight. So you're like cuddling while you're fighting. That is exactly what's happening here, where Summer is like, I'm sorry, I did something to upset you. And Hermann is like trying not to like get up and be like, are you kidding? And walk away. But it's very like they're cuddling while Summer is like, I'm not going to vote to keep you. And I do think that Hermann is like, well, then what are we doing this for?
Yeah. It goes on for a while. She says to Hermann, like, I just want to do what Josh is going to do. And you know, she's like, you know, you've given reason to doubt me, or you've given me reason to doubt you in the past. It goes on for a while. He doesn't sort of give up for a while, but this time it's not going to go anywhere. And the conversation ends, kind of like, you know, in that awkward place of like, well, we'll see. Summer has realized that she's going to stop telling people where her vote is because yes. It's getting her in trouble. A little too late.
I also just did want to point out that Hermann's pitch at this point to Summer is like, come on, next week we get Marty out. I will help get Marty out. Kevin and Helena become a non-factor, and then we go after the showmans.
Yes.
I don't think that's the best pitch for him to make when he needs the showmances, but...
It's largely the same pitch that he's already given. So like the main thing, as Summer has said, that he has been pitching is like, keep me to go after Marty. Marty's no good. And that worked because Marty's no good. But this has been, neutralized by the fact that, as Josh said, as Kevin said, when he talked to Summer, like everyone's going after Marty. You don't need Hermann to go after Marty. And then what happens after Marty's gone? Then you still got Hermann to deal with. So the fact that he's still pitching, like, I'm going after Marty, it's not enough now. He needs more. He needs to be able to promise more. And it's not landing as much as it did the night before. Betty,
You have Hermann to deal with, but if you're Summer and your whole game has been right in the middle, that is perfect. That they will still have Hermann to deal with. Like, you've bought yourself from, if Hermann goes, you're probably fine until final seven. If Hermann stays, you're probably final five. You know, like there's a lot of game that has to be played between the two sides that are mad at each other. And now they've become mad at you because you're so wishy-washy. But I do think that Summer should be keeping Hermann because she needs the spotlight to be away from her. But I also do understand the argument that she shouldn't want that. So it's very much like she can choose whichever she wants. She's just got to play it right. And she's not chosen and she's played it all wrong.
Yeah, I think that I lean in the other direction, especially given how quickly Hermann is willing to drop Summer, and he has in the past as well very quickly dropped Summer. I think that he's just not a reliable ally for Summer, and I think that again, if she hadn't pissed Betty off, that going in that direction would have been okay, and that not only would nobody be looking at her, but her path to the end would look better. Cause I think that at the end of the day, Summer is going to need to win some comps. And so getting out the people that win comps and aren't reliable allies, is probably a better idea than getting rid of more reliable allies that don't win comps. So
yes,
because either way, she's losing an ally.
Yeah, but we're at final 10 and like you are not like there's still so much game left to be played at final 10. I do still think that you can you're going to get another chance to get out Hermann. If you have a whole side like who's been going after him for 3 weeks, like even if Hermann succeeds and gets out Marty, then like who else is everybody? And then except Moose at that point is going to be going after Hermann. Like I do feel like you will have the time. And at final 10, if she wants to stay hidden for a bit longer, this is the way to do it versus someone like Betty, who has shown that she is not as competent in comps that like, sure, you get out Hermann, but then you have to deal with Marty, who you're saying, oh, well, everybody wants to go after Marty. But if we're looking at who has comp ability that's left, like I do think you need Hermann's win. And I know that you're saying that he's not a reliable ally to her, but it's because of the fact that she's poo-pooed his allyship for the past 4 weeks. Like if she really, I think, planted her flag and was like, Hermann, we're going to do this together and worked on him all week, she could have a final two with him by the end of the week.
I mean, I hear that. I think that this house is way too fluid. And I think that it's a trap that people fall into a lot in the Big Brother house of like, well, I'll keep this massive threat that's very good socially and competitively and would definitely win in the end because it's only final 10. And then you find yourself at final six and they're starting to win out and there's very little you can do and you're not winning any competitions. And it's like, well, what could I have done? You know what I mean? I feel like for Summer, I do see the pros and cons either way. I've said that all week, mm-hmm. but I do think, you know, I think that's probably the direction that I would go.
Yeah. And I guess if she is going to go that direction, then like the work has to be done of like really making strong allies with the other side of the house, which just has not really been done at this point. I think Summer thinks that she's done that, but Summer is very good. And all the people that she was working really hard on have started to leave. And so she needs to focus her energy on people like Kevin and Helena and even like JL and Gino. And it's just not. It's not connecting there. I just, she's gotten herself into a tricky spot.
Yeah.
I hope she can get out of it.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, Betty is going to pitch to Jace, saying, look, I've never come for the showmance. I've never talked about them. And they're like, well, what about that whole Marty thing with the Expedia room? What? That wasn't a thing. That's Marty being Marty. Screw Marty. Marty's got to go. They agree. Marty's got to go. Next week, he's got to go. Betty talks about, and this is what really starts to land. Betty talks about how, she's upset about Summer. That, she's like, I never thought I'd have to work for Summer's vote. And Jace is like, yeah, you know what? You're right about that. You don't have to work for me. I actually really like you, Betty. I would love for you to stay. I'm definitely better than Summer. Jace says, I have been concerned about some of the things Herman is saying, especially about like not wanting to work with floaters, but then, you know, who does that mean? And who is he working with then? Like, am I a floater? Like, who's a floater? She says, yeah, you know what? Yeah. I mean, I think I would prefer for you to stay, Betty. And this ties into, the fact that, you know, we talked about Jace trying to like get in on the plan to save both Betty and Josh, late, like after the fact. She still got on that train. And so she still got like partial credit for it. And she's kind of like, hey, remember that partial credit? Like, let's turn it into a full credit here. I'm in to keep you. And Jace is doing is essentially what Summer should be doing, which is like, yes, I'm saying yes to you, like regardless of whether I've decided yet or not.
Exactly. And I think that Jace, honestly, what made her ears perk up was Betty being like, I'm mad at Summer, because then Jace was like, maybe you could be mine. And exactly. I think that Jace, like a lot of her animosity towards Summer in the game is that Summer is playing the type of game that Jace really wanted to play coming in. Honestly, like notice that Jace keeps being like, oh, like she's just floating. She wants the guys to carry her to the end, whatever. And like, that is what Jace has been trying to do, except Summer's doing a better job at it, or up till this point has been. So I think that she sees this opening where Summer has slipped up and she's like, okay, maybe I am, like, because I don't think that she wants to have to vote with Summer this week. Jace, I think that she wants to make sure that she comes out this week in a better place than Summer does. And like, I think that's like the meta of what JL is trying to do. And I think that hearing Betty is like mad at Summer makes her more apt to want to go that way.
So Gino and Jace are going to talk a little bit about the decision. Jace thinks that Summer is playing this very poorly, and that maybe this means that they can work with Josh and Betty. They are concerned also about the group that Moose has pitched that would keep the Herman in the game as a final five, essentially. Like, if that's the group we're working with, like, that's not a great group for us. We don't love that. So they're starting to feel like maybe they will consider the Betty option from here. And in the meantime, Moose is pitching a final five to Josh, which is himself, Josh, Herman, Gino, and Jace, leaving Summer out because she's too wishy-washy and doesn't win anything.
And they're in the hot tub when this is happening.
Yes.
Josh's like, oh, yeah. And he leaves. Moose looks at the camera and is like, shouldn't have said that.
Yes. Yes, we're good. So Kevin also talks to Gino about the vote, saying it makes sense for Herman to leave. He's the better player by far. Gino does agree with that. He says, you know, it's not like Betty's going to win anything anytime soon. They talk about Summer being undecided. Kevin thinks like, let's lock it in. Let's lock it in against Herman. And Gino says that, you know, he's kind of leaning that way. Lots of leaning going on in the house right now. Moose has a conversation with Marty where they agree to keep the lines of communication open, moving forward, and, everything there. Very brief conversation. Kevin, Josh, and Helena talk, as well. Josh lets, the two of them know that, worst case scenario happens. He can let, the showmance know that Herman has told him that once Marty goes, that the showmance needs to be looked at next. And so he has that information to drop on them if he needs to. So that's it. That's in their back pocket. They're locked and loaded against Herman.
And I saw some people say online, like, oh no, if Josh does this, it will super expose him as being with the other side. But I think Josh is so lucky that Betty is up there next to Herman, because he can just be like, I just need to save Betty. Like, Betty is my number one in the house. I need her to stay in the game versus like people being like, oh, wow, if he's dropping that, he's definitely with Helena and Kevin. He could argue back like, what are you talking about? No, I just need the votes to be there for Betty to stay.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's I think he can also pitch it as I'm looking out for you two. I'm looking to work with you two. And Herman just came to me with this pitch. So let me tell you where this is going. Let's work together. Let's take out Herman and move forward. And I think that all makes a lot of sense. Betty's going to talk to Jace again. Jace lets her know that Moose has been pitching pretty hard for Herman to stay. Jace kind of testing the waters now, like, okay, you're annoyed at Summer. Are you also annoyed at Moose? Like, can we isolate you from all of your prior allies? Betty's like, yeah, that Moose. Jace is like, you know, I don't want this to turn into a boys club. I feel like it would if Herman stayed. He's all about the boys. I don't like that. I like that you're all about the women, Betty. They talk some more about how Summer being indecisive is very annoying. And Betty proposes, you know what? Why don't we just make a final four right here? You, me, Jace. You, me, Gino, and Josh. Let's do it. She's like, that's a good idea.
Not a bad idea for anybody moving forward to have that.
Yes. So Summer is going to talk to Jace. Summer lets Jace know that she is leaning toward keeping Betty now. Jace agrees with that direction. Jace talks about how Betty wants a woman to win, which is good for them. Again, doesn't want to turn into a boys club. Jace asks Summer as well, like, what do you think Herman does once Marty leaves? He'll probably just want to work with the boys. That's what he's always done. And Summer's like, yeah, you're right. You're right. So Summer is still, as everyone else is starting to make deals and like lock things in, Summer is still like, yeah, I think so. Probably. And it's still not looking great here. Herman is going to talk with Gino and Jace, and Herman is done with Summer. He's like, I can't believe her. She's so wishy-washy. I shouldn't even have to work for her vote. And she's waffling back and forth. I'm done with that. I'm going to focus on you two, Moose and Josh. I got to get Josh instead of Summer. And this is really the death knell for Herman if he gives up on Summer, because, he's never getting Josh.
Yeah. I mean, never say never in this house, but it's going to be a million times more difficult. It's very, like, this is why people lie in Big Brother. Like, people in Summer's position just lie and never tell anybody that they're going to vote them out until they blindside them. Because people, if you are not, you don't have a great working relationship with someone, you can tell them, like, I don't know, and you'll understand it. But if you are playing well, the way Summer has up till this point, so everybody feels like they can work with you, then people are like, screw you. I hate you. After, like, I shouldn't even have to work for your vote. You know, that sentiment is very rough to recover from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so we get to Jace talking to Gino after Herman leaves, and Jace pitches Betty's idea of the four of them working together to Gino. He likes the idea. So does she. They think that that could work really well. The perception in the house is that Betty hates them, so nobody would suspect it. And they, like, they would prefer to work with Betty and Josh over Kevin and Helena, who they think are too close to Marty. So it makes a lot of sense to them, and they're really into the idea. So for further locking in, they were already pretty locked in, but they're now thinking of, going even further and maybe trying to work with Betty and Josh.
Sure. Nice. It's like they have the right ideas, but their execution and like all of the work that needs to be done beforehand to execute something like that is just like so weak that, you know, they may make this and then if Gino and JL win next week and like really lock it in, maybe it will become super real. But like, this is one of those alliances that I feel like next week, if the HOH goes the wrong way or whatever, in a way that doesn't serve this, it'll just crumble as though, and people, everyone will be like, what do you mean? I didn't do that.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we'll talk about it, but Betty and Josh are going to talk about this, this final four. At the end mm-hmm. of the night, she pitches the idea to him. She says, we got to ride with someone. I'm not going to ride with Summer now. Like screw Summer. I had to promise her that I'd be on the block like every week for like, screw that. Don't award with her.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Cause she never wants to go on the block. She said a big goal of hers is to never go on the block. And she says it to the person who's the perpetual pawn star.
Yeah. So she's like, we might as well just trust them, I guess. And Josh was like, yeah, I agree. Let's do it. I think we can trust them. So for now, again, as per usual, Josh is going along with this, but, I have no doubt that if he needs to, or if the plan is to take a shot at the showmance, that, Josh will just be like, do we really want to work with them? And Betty will be like, nah, not really.
I don't remember saying those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we will see. We will see where this goes. But Betty is going to talk to Helena and complain about Summer a bit more. No beef, but I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget this. She says that, you know, Summer had a thing with Marty called Smarty that I wasn't included in. Like, oh, how would you be, Betty? Your name wouldn't fit in there. And
Smart Eddie. Smart Eddie. Would that be the alliance maybe. Name?
She talks about the siblings and how it just kind of like popped up out of nowhere. And all of a sudden she was in an alliance with Jess and she was like, Jess is not my sibling. She was very annoyed about that. She says, I don't know why I'm telling you all of this, Helena. For some reason, I trust you. I probably shouldn't. And Helena's like, no, you can trust me.
Yeah, it's because Helena walks around like, oh, what are you saying? Oh, so everybody's like, oh, she doesn't know what's going on. That's my Helena impression.
The relationship is getting better because obviously Betty and Helena were quite at odds over the T blind side and then the double eviction events. But it has been getting slowly repaired here. So Herman is going to talk to Josh and pitch to Josh saying like, look, I need you because Summer's too wishy-washy, but I'm on board with you. I'm with you. Summer's on the hit list now. She's been added. She's on the Arya Stark list. Summer's got to go. So it's all about you, Josh. And Josh is like, that's great. That's great. Great to hear.
Yeah. And the thing is, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Herman is lying to Josh here when he's like, I have not made a new alliance with anybody since week three. The only alliance I have made is with you. And I don't think it's not for lack of trying from Herman, but I think that he, like, basically he's saying like the only real like allegiance that I strongly feel that is new since week three is with you after everything blew up. And like, I do think that he's right in, like, he's not lying in some, you know what I mean? Like, technically I mean, not lying.
He is. Cause like Josh is even going to specifically ask him about like the mm-hmm. alliance that he attempted
Final
to
form
that he did kind of form between mm-hmm. Gino, Jace, Tanisha and Herman, which very nearly was a thing. And he was pushing for it pretty hard. And Herman's like, what? No, that wasn't a thing.
Tell me, when did that happen? You let me know when that happened. Yeah. I don't remember that ever happening, which technically it did not happen, but not because Herman was not desperate for it to not happen, you know?
Because Tanisha got blindsided is why it didn't
happen. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Also, before this conversation, he had talked to Summer again, Herman, and he was like, are you really not telling me what you're going to do? And she was like, nope. but it's like pretty obvious what she's going to do. And so just another long, like awkward conversation there. In the conversation, she says that she feels like Jace would bring her to Final Two over Gino. And you know, it's after this conversation that her mom's just like, I'm done. She's on the hit list, Josh. It's over.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad story.
So that's pretty much the day. The things are not looking great for Herman. This morning, he is continuing to double down on Josh is my guy. Josh is the one I need to work on and talk to. If I don't get Josh, it's Josh or bust. And it's like, well, if that's the play, then it's bust, man. Mm-hmm. You gotta work on Summer. I know you're annoyed, but you gotta work on Summer.
I, you know, before I watched the feeds yesterday, I'm somebody who likes to root for the best player. I like to find the best player and root for them. So I was like, I want Herman to go because I want Kevin to succeed, you know, whatever. And then I was watching the feeds and I was like, I don't want Herman to go. He's fantastic. Like, what could he do if he stayed more? Like, I'm not usually someone who's like, I want chaos in the house. Like, I want somebody, I want to watch their amazing gameplay work their way through the game. But I think this is a season where I'm like, I want the house to be playing at their maximum level for as long as possible, because it's been confusing and sort of difficult for me to follow at certain points. But sitting down actually and like physically watching it, I was like, this is so exciting, like so fun and so exciting to watch Herman like really, really work hard and gain a little bit and then lose a little bit and watch him try and pivot. But like Herman, unfortunately, is not the best at pivoting. And it's just been really, really fun to see this happen. And I know you guys were talking about it a lot on the roundtable, like, oh my gosh, this is such exciting, fun gameplay. And it really is. Like, it just really is. I completely agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have from yesterday. Definitely an exciting day as things have, it's been day after day of, you know, these are the nominations. They're going to flip the vote to save Josh. They've got the veto. They're going to save Josh. They've got to get Herman on the block instead of somebody like Moose. Now Herman's on the block, but Herman has flipped the vote and now they've flipped it back over. And Herman is at this point, it seems like things are going to maybe not settle, but in terms of who's being evicted, it does seem like Herman is the pretty likely choice with just one full day left before the eviction tomorrow. It seems unlikely, especially since he is doubling down on trying to get Josh's vote, that he will be able to save himself, but you never truly know here in the Big Brother Canada 10 house.
I could see Herman throwing out a huge Hail Mary at the end. Like, I don't think Herman is going to, if it's not working tomorrow and it's not looking good, just be like, I tried so hard. Like, I see Herman fighting until the very last second, because what I watched of him on the feeds yesterday, like, that's just the type of player that he is. So, which is like the type of player that we all want everybody to be in the house. You fight until the very end. You throw everything at the wall that you possibly can. So I could see, even if it doesn't work out for him, I could just see like maximum chaos happening at the very end. Him really, really, really trying hard and really, really pushing hard. And some of these people are swayed by guilt or just downright, you know, good persuasion. So I think that there still is intrigue. Like, I would not be shocked if tomorrow the update, there's intrigue going into the vote.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I think that Herman's biggest, like, we talk a lot about, like, you know, Josh being sort of like the thing that's preventing Herman from moving forward. But I think even bigger than that is that Herman has always very much underestimated Kevin. And Kevin is the reason why Josh is not working with Herman to keep Herman right now. If not for Kevin, Josh would be helping Herman right now, and would never have lost trust in Herman in the first place. He was in on that final two at first. Kevin is the one that talked him out of it. But even in addition to that, the way that he speaks about Kevin, he says, this guy's worthless in the game. He's not, yes. he's not worth, working with. He's not even worth really going after, which isn't a compelling argument for other people. They're asking, okay, you're saying that Kevin and Helena are just like floaters. They're not doing anything so that you're, so you're going to, you know, put them, use them as pawns. Sure. Target Marty. But then what? Are you really going to waste HOHs on people that you say are you know, worthless in the game? Or are you going to keep, you know, going after other people? The argument that we said that Herman needs to make on the roundtable is that he needs to paint the big threat. And if he recognized how big a threat Kevin is, then he would be able to say, no, Kevin is dangerous in this game. He has influence. He's been doing things. Kevin, Marty, Helena, they are dangerous together. Josh and Betty were all in, they were in the room with those three trying to make a flip happen on Gino. It didn't work, but they clearly tried something. They are the threat. Summer, Gino, Jace, Moose, we need to come together to work against them. I think that's his only play at this point. Maybe not his only play, but I think it's the best play for him at this point, with the best chance of working. And but it's hard for him to come to that conclusion because he underestimates Kevin and Helena, and he doesn't see them as this big threat.
You know, I was on here week one talking mad crap about the way Kevin was representing himself in the house. And I was like, ah, this will never work. You fool. And look at me, egg on my face. He really has crushed it. So, you know, there is, I think, some level of there's great value into the way that Kevin and Helena have downplayed their abilities. And yeah, I think that just goes to show that, like, there was a larger plan that I couldn't see, you know?
Yeah. Well, we'll see how long it continues to work here as we go forward. But that's what we've got. Thank you all so much for joining us here today. I will be live on Twitch later tonight, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching tonight's episode with all of you. Should be a good one, hopefully. So come and watch it with me. We'll also be watching Survivor over on Twitch as per usual. And then later tonight, we'll be recording a recap for tonight's episode with Melissa, and then the Survivor Stock Watch with Kemi. So make sure you tune in for those. And then, of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning to update you on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds one last time before the eviction tomorrow night. So tune in for all of that. Make sure you check out the Taryn Show with Claire, and the upcoming one will be with Gabby from Survivor, which was very fun. So make sure you listen to that. Find me over on Twitter as well at Armstrong Taryn. Maggie, where can people find you?
Yeah, people can find me on Instagram and TikTok at MLMorgan_. And you can find me over on the Hot Dummies on Islands wrap up feed, talking about Temptation Island with the incomparable Kirsten McInnes. And she and I will have Jacob Jones, your friend and mine, on the podcast this week, which is very exciting. So check us out. You don't have to watch the show. We'll tell you everything you need to know. It'll be like a narrative podcast where you get to, like, all the information through osmosis. It's like an audiobook of a very trashy reality television show. So
there you go.
Good times.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today, and I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.